Here, what I say. We really don't like to give a shiur until the elders had a chance to really get into things. We're just a short man, and it's good to have a little bit of akdama, because the siman itself, you know, the derech way things are in Shulchan Aruch is often not so clearly organized. So I want to just give like akdama to the basic yisoidus that we're going to be talking about, and then I'll hopefully make the whole limit a little bit easier. So Shin Chav Ches, Hilchos Refuah, so it's basically three different topics, three sugyas that we're learning in Hilchos Refuah. The first is the Chumrah, the Isser, that someone's not feeling well on Shabbos. Right? We might have thought someone's not feeling well, we should just right away make kulas. No. There's a Chumrah that the Rabbanon made a Shvus that it's Asr to do Refuah on Shabbos. It's Asr to do things to help a person out on Shabbos. So that's the first inyan, that there's a chumrah here. What is the geder of that Isser d'Rabbanan? Every Isser d'Rabbanan needs to have a geder. Someone eats chicken soup, they have a cold on Shabbos, that's mutter. Right? So what is the geder? What exactly is it that the Chachalim assered when they assered refuah? The other two sugyas revolve around kulas. That there's kulas in the sugya of refuah, that in general, whenever there's a strong need, so we usually make more kulas. So the same thing we know is true legabe refuah. If a person is a chola, so there's a kula. A chola, the Gemara says beferish, that by a chola, a person is allowed to do refuah al yidei gai. Any sort of act of refuah is mutter al yidei gai v'makam chola. So makam chola lo gazru. So there's a din of a heter of chol she'im lo sakana that we know about from the Gemara that it makes a heter of doing refuah through a gai. The big issues just in that sugya, the big issue is first of all, what is a chola? Right, what's the gedra chola? Stam, someone has a headache that's not a chola. Person has a headache, is usher to take a Tylenol because it's not a chola, that doesn't have any heter. The other issue is that even the makam chola, the only thing that we see is mutter in the Gemara is al yidei gai. Amir la'akam, we were matter by makam choli. Amir la'akam, the Gemara says in Erevin Samaches, is more kal than other shvusim. Other shvusim to Rabbanan generally will be more machmer, whereas Amir la'akam, the Jew's not doing anything, it's only being done by a guy, so we're more mako. So the question is, legabe, the Isser of Refuah and Shabbos, when a person is a chola, what sort of heter does that make? Does it only make a heter for Amir la'akam? Or perhaps a person who's a chola on Shabbos gets to the threshold of being considered a chola on Shabbos, perhaps it could make even more heterim. Heterim legabe other shvusim. The most important question is, what about the shvus of refuah? A person has a headache, he can't do any refuah, but what if he's so sick that he can't get out of bed? His din chola, will that make a heter for him to take medications? So that's another sugya. The third sugya, included in this simen, is if someone's very sick, all the din of kuach nefesh, so it's in this sugya. This sugya, when a person is so sick that they might die, so that gives a terim, and those terim are discussed here together with Hilchos Refuah. That all Hilchos Refuah, if it's Sakanas Nefashos, so then of course Isser Refuah is Mutter, and of course all Malachos are Mutter. All Malachos, all Isserim are Mutter on Shabbos when it's the Makom Achola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So the real issue there, there's just, you know, chol she'yesh bo sakana, we assume like, oh, everything's mutter, what do we have to learn about that? But the emphasis is there's a lot to talk about. What exactly is considered a sakana? Right? Not everything that people assume is sakana is actually sakana. What does chazal consider a sakana? How do we teach up in halacha if something's considered sakana, it's nefashos, and it could be matter all isurim shevetayim. So that's a shaila. What is a sakanas nefashos? And also the other big shaila is okay, it's true, everyone knows sakanas nefashos is matter ol yisurim, but what does a person have to do to avoid being mechal Shabbos, right? If there's a chol sheish b'sakana, but a person has a way to do it in a more mekaldika way. A person could get a guy to do it, he could do the melacha with a shinui, he could find some other way to get out of doing chol Shabbos. To what extent does a person have to do? What does a person have to do? How far does he have to go in order to avoid being mechal Shabbos for the korach nefesh? Okay, so those are three sugyas. That's a whole simon on one foot, right? The iser of refuah, the heter of chola she'ein bo sakana, and the heter of chola she'yesh bo sakana. So we'll start, we'll just talk a little bit about the sugi here in Sif Aleph, right, just in structure. The Sif Aleph tells us is Isser Refuah, so we'll talk about that a little bit. There's 49 Sifim here. After Sif Aleph, which tells you the basic din that there's an Isser Refuah in Shabbos, we go through about 15 Sifim that are all talking about the din of chol sheyesh bo sakana, the din of pekuach nefesh, that pekuach nefesh is doche all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And then after that, there's a few sifim talking about the heter of chol she'ein bo sakana, that makes certain heterim. And then after that, the Shulchan Aruch goes back, the Sima goes back to talking about exactly what's the geder of Isser Refuah, exactly which sort of meisim fall under the geder of the Shvus of Refuah. So the basic iser of refuah on Shabbos, so it's not the feirush in the Gemara. It's not actually the feirush in the Gemara where this iser. What's the reason for the iser? There's one Gemara that's quoted, and some people think this is the end all of the whole sugya. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos Nun Gimel where it gives the reason for the iser of refuah. We look at the Gemara; it's really talking about a very specific case. You have to see just what the reason is in the Gemara and Rishonim how they understand it. So the Gemara is talking about a person whose cow is sick. The cow is sick because it's achzah dam. Achzah dam, the Gemara talks about it a lot. What exactly it is isn't totally clear. I would assume it's some sort of condition where the heart's beating too quickly. You know, person's flushed. They're like they're too much blood running through them. So the Gemara says that one thing that was done as a cure for that was to go into cold water. So that's something still today. That's true. That a person with high blood pressure, if they go into cold water, it will actually lower the blood pressure. So the question is: the person's cow is sick, and the person's worried about his cow. So is he allowed to put the cow into cold water? Right? Get the cow to stand in a pool of cold water, which will help alleviate the suffering of the cow. So the Gemara says no. And the Gemara says that the reason why we're not matter, the reason why it's aser, the Gemara says is gezeirim shum schikas samamanim. Right, so this is the famous line. It's one line in the Gemara about one case. But it says because of schikas samamana, because we're afraid you're going to come to grind up drugs, and therefore it's asr, and therefore it's generally assumed, right, partially we assume, that all iser refuah by a person who's sick can't do refuah is because he might come to grind up samamana. So the question is, what on earth does this mean? Why on earth should there be such an iser? Right? When I eat on Shabbos, do we worry that I'm going to come to cook on Shabbos? I'm eating on Shabbos, I might come to cook. Right? Even if there's something I do on Shabbos that I eat something on Shabbos that usually I prepare al hamakom. Usually I prepare it right before I do it. Right? A scrambled egg. I'm allowed to eat scrambled eggs on Shabbos morning. I usually, when I make scrambled eggs, I take it apart and start cooking. Okay, but Shabbos, I'm not going to cook. So, right? So what's the shav here that by refuah, one sec, by refuah, we're suddenly worried you can come to schikas samamana. The other thing that's interesting is that we're asking things that don't even have any shaykhs to schikas samaman. We're saying we can't put the animal into cold water. Sitting in cold water has nothing to do with schikas samamanim. Afal pikin is aser. Afal pikin, we have this this type of gzeira. So this is a funny need. Yeah, Rav David.
That the first child
earlier. Yeah.
Could we ask that? Can we ask that child on like all zero derabanan's Shabbos up to?
Also something that's right, but usually it's something that there's a more clear causative effect. That you're doing something which you know you have your pot on the fire on Shabbos, you might come to stir the coals. It's because on the weekdays this causes you to stir the coals. Over here by Rafua, there's nothing you're doing now, right, that would you're not doing anything that has anything to do with grinding, right? We're talking about even if you're taking a medication, you're taking a pill, you're not grinding. It's not something, right? There's no direct cause that doing this will cause you to grind.
Meaning you're saying that when we are gozer on something up to doing something else, it's because if I were to do that something would motivate me to do something else.
Right. Whereas here, what are we doing? Let's say the Gemara's case. We're putting an animal into cold water. There's nothing about that that's going to cause me to start grinding.
As opposed to if I was swimming and drowning, then I would want to save myself by making a raft.
Right. Or stop. Even if a person's not drowning, a person who swims normally involves a raft. Okay, I don't, you know the exact details.
Right.
But
right.
Or if I play a musical instrument on Shabbos, I might come to tune it. Right? Normally on the weekday I do tune it, so maybe I'll do it on Shabbos. Right? So here, it just seems to be more removed than we'd expect. Yeah?
Is it possible that because there is a case where you would have ride Shabbos, then could that be the reason that maybe you come to justify it that you're going to put the cow in cold water, so you can justify it so
that very nice. Okay. Okay, if you only... Yeah. Okay. If I forget to say it, remind me again. Okay, this can have something to do with it. Okay, so let's just start with Rashi. Rashi has a mahalach, and other Shulman have different mahalach, but Rashi, on him Gimel, so he says a mahalach, but it's very strangely right. Says Rashi, he says, the isha risa shum refuah, if we matter any refuah, if we make any hetayim here of refuah, asi lemishrei schikas samamanim. We'd come to be matter grinding drugs. Rashi means to say that in a chinam, in this case, of course, you're not going to come to grind drugs. There's nothing about what you're doing that's going to bring you to an iser teichin. But the problem is the guy with the heter. If we're matter refuah, so you're going to come to make even a bigger heter. You're going to come to be matter grinding samana. So those are the words of Rashi. I'll just read them one more time. Di sharisa shum refua asi lemishrei schikas samamanim. We're matter anything, we're going to be matter schikas samamanim. So Shaz, what on earth is Rashi talking about? He didn't say you're going to come to be schikas samamanim. He says, but if we're matter this, you'll come to be matter even more. So two questions here. First of all, what are we being matter? Right, he's trying to tell us why it's aser to do refuah and Shabbos. It says, if I matter refuah, what do you mean matter refuah? Who made refuah aser? We're trying to figure out why refuah is aser. Right? Why should there be any aser doing refuah and Shabbos? It seems like the most mutter thing you could do. It's onik Shabbos, mitzvah. It's mitzvah. It's kiyum of Shabbos. Like, what do you mean if you're matter refuah? And so if you're matter refuah, you'll come to be matter tochen on Shabbos. Schika samamanam. I'll be matter schikas. Why on earth would I be matter schikas samamana? Right? Why would I come to make such a... It seems to be presuming there's some reason refuah should be aser. And if we're makel there, people will come to make bigger kulas. You give people a kula, they'll make even a bigger kula. Why would anyone make a bigger kula? Why would you? Well, what's the kula we're allowing? And why on earth would that make you make a bigger kula? So the whole Rashi, I think, is a pella. So the Egli Tal talks about this Rashi. I'm going to say what Egli Tal says. but a little bit embellished. If you look at it, it's not exactly what he says, it's a little embellished. He says like this. He says, really, it's another Isser. Refuah really is rooted in a different Isser. But before we even get to Tzchikas HaMamonim. It's based on the Gemara in Maseches Beitzah Yudches. Isser, more well-known Isser on Shabbos. There's an Isser called Tikkun Mana. There's a din, right? A din that certain things are Isser on Shabbos because it looks like you're creating a kli, or it looks like you're doing an act of creation. Tikkun Mana. The Gemara says in Beitzah that one is not allowed to do Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos. Even though there's nothing wrong. What are you doing? You're doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be told with Kalim. What's wrong doing it on Shabbos? So the Gemara says it's Doma L'tikun Man. Right? So this is a very abstract type of Isser Shabbos. Right? You know, perhaps, you know, the father of other sort of abstract Isserim, like electricity. That Tikun Mana is that we're sort of, it's the way Rashi says it's Doma to Malacha in that you are, you're giving a tikkun to something. You're taking a kli and you're making it a permissible kli. You're giving heter to the kli. Somehow that's seen under the rubric of Shavuos and Shabbos. The Gemara says,
would it be different to be like mandu yourself on Shabbos? Like, first of all,
go to the mikvah. So that's what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about this there. And basically, the Gemara says so to a person who goes to the mikvah on Shabbos. A person should not be allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos because it's tikkun gavra. So the Gemara says it is mutter. It's mutter because it's near kemaker. Because it doesn't look like you're doing any tikkun because it looks like you're just cooling off in the mikvah, which chasid shemikvah sometimes is a burning hat, which is a very big problem. But it's near kemaker. But really, a tummy person really should not have a heter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos because it's tikkun gavra. It's iser tikkun gavra. Some of the mail says that they tell. But etzem every refuah, the side of the iser is tikkun gavra. Now tikkun gavra, stama tikkun gavra. So a big seirik would be mattered. We won't be so machmer here. But the problem is, if we start making heterim legavi refuah, we're going to come to make bigger heterim. And the reason for this, is what Rav Yoni said, is that the pshat is that we know that in refuah, sometimes refuah really is mutter. Sometimes you can be mechal Shabbos for refuah. Sometimes you can have a mir la'akim for refuah, for less extreme cases. And the dinim of refuah are confusing. And memela, because there's such a heter given in refuah, and sometimes it's even abused, the heter, sometimes, often not. But sometimes it's abused. They had to some mail kineged de'achazal. We're extra worried. They were extra worried that if we start making a teirim on this isser of tikkun gavra, some mail we're going to come to make more heterim, and people might come to think, okay, refuah is mutter. Refuah understands. Onik Shabbos is very important for Shabbos, and I'm a tsar. Some mail they'll be very quick to be matter shrikas samamanim. So therefore, we want people, so sort of like counterbalance our heterim, we want to have this Isser here. And therefore, we hold on to that Isser, which is the Yisoyed and Isser of Tikkun Gavra, we hold on to that Isser of Tikkun Gavra, even if we would have normally been Matarets. Yeah?
Is it a fetish to assume that, like, the way that I'm assumed, that, you know, an Isser by Tfilas Kelim or something like that, because you're changing the halakhic status of something from but now we're extending that and saying somebody's sick and I was feeling better. There's no like change in halakhic status there from like,
Right. So you actually find, so it sounds like a big chiddush. It sounds like a big chiddush. I'll tell you, it's a Rashi that says beferish, basically. There's another Rashi that seems to say beferish that in Yanam of Refuah there's an Isser of Tikkun Gavra in just doing things to be attacking a person. Right? We're going to have to see what this is, because once you're saying Tikkun Gavra, like, what on earth is an Asr? Right? We're going to have to say Gedarim in this. Right? We've been so, like, so broad. But Tikkun Gavra, so it's interesting Rashi. Rashi is Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel. So, the Gemara there, Yerushalayim?
If you're
saying
Tikkun Gavra, then what are you
going
to do with Shukas Hamanim?
What are you going to do?
There's on it.
Yeah.
Is it both?
Oh, we're saying like this. It's two levels, two madrigas. This Tikkun Gavra is a very kal type of shvas. And the male of a makom hefsid, we be matter. There's room to be matter. The makom tsar, we be matter. So therefore, there really is room to be matter Tikkun Gavra. But because we're afraid where it's going to lead, it's going to be a slippery slope and lead to Tzchika Samaman of itself. So therefore, we're more machmer. It's like a two punch iser. So there's a Rashi. Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel. He doesn't say this whole shnickel tzaira, but he definitely brings in the idea of Tikkun Gavra. The Gemara there says that Rav Nachman. So he says it's asur lasuvi yenuka b'Shabbos. What does that mean? So Rashi says there asuvi yenuka means that after a baby's born, it's a little bit out of shape. And it needs, part of a normal childbirth is it needs that the mialedes, the midwife, she plays with the baby a little bit to reform him. Right? Exactly what it means, I don't know. Definitely with the head, that's true. You know, a baby comes out, his head's crushed by the pressure of the birth. I don't know today that anyone squeezes the head to get it back to the right shape. So I can't tell exactly what it's talking about, but Rashi says this is something that was done as part of childbirth. So he says it's Aser. So Rav Nachman says, how do I know it's Aser? So he says he knows from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a person isn't allowed to do apoptosin on Shabbos. Apoptosin is not sure what the word is, maybe it's emulant, something that makes you throw up. Emulant? Is that what it's called? I don't know. Okay. Alright, so it's something that makes a person throw up. So it's Aser and Shabbos. So Rashi says, so Rav Nachman says, just like that's Aser and Shabbos. So two is Aser Lasuv Yenuka. So what's Rav Nachman talking about? So some shtickle Torah going on here. So Rashi says it's like this. Rashi's saying that a suvi nuka is not regular refuah, right? It's a normal part of childbirth. No one's sick, and so too taking an apoptosin. Apoptosin would be taken. Someone eats and they want to eat more and they don't have room for it, so they take something and they throw up and then they have room to eat. So Rashi says, be'etzem, this isn't real refuah here, but he says it's still usher. Because it's Tikkun Gavra. Rashi says it's Tikkun Gavra because with the baby it's Tikkun Gavra because you're helping shape the baby into the right shape. And by apoptosis, you're taking a person who has a bellyache and you're taking away his bellyache and you're being machshir him that now he can eat. So he says this is called Tikkun Gavra, and therefore Rav Nachman holds that it's Aser. So Mamela, you see that Rashi has, there's such a musig of this type of, a very abstract type of Tikkun Gavra that Rashi subscribes to. And the male of the work could be, in Rashi, that's the side of his refuah. Now, there's one point in the Gemara that I thought is a big riot to Rashi. I didn't see anyone point this out, but it's a piece of the Gemara I actually didn't see anyone really give a clear hesber to. The Gemara Shabbos and Gimel, so after telling me that you can't put an animal into cold water on Shabbos, it says, but a person whose achsa dam could go into cold water in order to lower his blood pressure. And the Gemara, what's the Gemara talking about? L'chayra, it's talking that somehow there's no sakanas nefashos. If there's sakanas nefashos, it's pashat, everything's going to be matter. If it's not sakanas nefashos, but a person is uncomfortable, you know, whatever it is, they're having a panic attack, their heart's going too fast, and they want to slow things down. So they go into the cold water. So the Gemara says it's matter. The Gemara says, why is it matter? It should also be aser. So the Gemara says it's mutter because it's near a kimaker. Even though it should be aser because iser refuah, but it's mutter because it's near a kimaker, because it looks like he's just trying to cool himself down.
Wouldn't we still have the same issue though of him potentially doing medicine?
Oh! So that's the kasha. Yeah, kasha is. What are you talking about? We just said the Isser of Rafuah is because it's Chikas Samamanim. If Rafuah is also because you're afraid you're going to come to Bisochik Samamanim, what do I care whether it looks like he's cooling himself down? What do I care? The problem is he's doing something for Rafuah, he might come to Bisochik Samamanim. So what exactly, what's the Gemara talking about? So the answer is that Nir Kemeker, it's used in one other Gemara. The other place where those words Nir Kemeker shows up is in the Gemara in Beisa, talking about the Isser of Tikkun Gavra. By Tikkun Gavra, by a person being Tovel and being attacking their Gavra, being attacking their body by being Tovel and becoming Tahar, so there the Gemara says it's Mutter on Shabbos, even though there should be a problem that it's Nir Kemeker and Gavra, still it's Mutter because it's Nir Kemeker. Because the onlooker sees this is no tikkun going on here, you're just cooling off. It's a regular day-to-day type of thing that people do. We don't view it as a tikkun gavra. So the Mela, L'chayil Fi Rashi, it's beautiful what the Gemara is answering. By a person, there's no tikkun gavra here. There's no tikkun gavra because it looks like a normal thing you're doing. So the Mela, once it doesn't look like you're doing anything funny, so then it's no tikkun gavra. So the Mela, the whole Isser falls off. The whole Isser falls off. Because the whole Isser of Tikkun Samamanim is predicated on an Isser of Tikkun Gavra. That since it's an Isser of Tikkun Gavra, and were we matter the Isser of Tikkun Gavra, we might come to be matter of Tikkun Samamanim. But over here, there's no Isser of Tikkun Gavra. There's no, the whole Isser is not there. Memele is Heter. So it's really a lovely Shinakuda, you know, and how we understand what is the Isser of Fuwa. You know, very abstract nekuda here. We could ask, we could be klar chakira in Rafuah on Shabbos. What's the Isser? Is the Isser the Maisa HaRafuah? Or is it the effect? The Lamech would say the chalos of the Rafuah, the fact that the Rafuah is happening. Right? If the Isser is just straight tzchikas samamanim, so we could say, oh, we're afraid a person who's involved in taking care of a chayla, he's going to come to tzchikas samamanim. So any involvement in taking care of any involvement in taking care of a chayla, so that's the Isser. It might bring you to be tzchikas samamanim. But if you say like Rashi, you could say no. Of course, the Isser is doing a maaser refuah, but the Gemara, the Isser, what makes it Asr is a fact that there's a person who's becoming healed. Right? If you would have someone who's doing Rafuah, but it doesn't heal anyone, it would be Mutter. Okay? So it sounds like abstract lumdis, but we see a very interesting Gemara. This Gemara is in Shabbos Yud Ches. So the Gemara there. Okay, just Noam, you're able to hear? Okay, great. Okay. So very interesting Gemara, Shabbos Yud Ches. The Gemara has a whole slew of arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says a person can't do a malacha on Erev Shabbos if the Gemar HaMalacha is on Shabbos. Meaning a person can't set a trap on Erev Shabbos if the animal will be trapped in it on Shabbos. Right? The idea is because the malacha in the Chinami is done on Friday, but the Gemar Malacha is the animals being trapped. If you set traps all day on Shabbos, but no animal ever goes into those traps, a person hasn't done an Isser Dereisa. No Isser Dereisa done. Right, same way if a person would bake, right? If a person putting something into the oven is a part of the Isser Shabbos, but the Gemar of the Isser Shabbos is that the food got cooked. So what about by Rafuah? Oh, so first, that's what Beis Shammai says. So Beis Shammai also says, a person can't put medicine on his eye. A person has some eye ailment. He can't put medicine on the eye on Shabbos in order that he should be healed on Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, a person could set a trap on Erev Shabbos to catch animals on Shabbos, and he could put ointment on his eye on Erev Shabbos in order to cause the eye to be healed on Shabbos. So the Chayra, we're comparing it to like a whole group of Isurim that the Isser is the chalos, the gemar of the malacha. The gemar malacha of a trap is the trapping. The gemar malacha of putting dough in the oven is baking. So the chayyim mashu from the Gemara, just a dimin of the Gemara, is that the chalos of the isra refuah is the refuah happening. So to Rashi, that's very nice. Rashi understands it very well, right? If it's just chikas samamonim, so say, so oh, you're dealing with a cholik. You start dealing with the chayla, you might come to bisochik samamonim. But if no, the isra is being attacked in gavra. So the meila, I understand Beishamay. I understand how it could be sad to say that the Gemar HaRafua, the actual healing happening on Shabbos, could possibly be an Esser. And of course, we don't hold that way, but we see from that this Yisait.
So I usually put like chapstick on before Shabbos, so maybe that's not.
Oh, so right. So of course it's Mutter, but to Beishamay, right? Did we want to talk about? It could be Esser. But Beis Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel, so Meila, those things would all be Mutter. You also find a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Tes, very much along these lines. You can look at it sometime. It's a whole slew of different shilos about what's Asr and Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses if these cures, if they actually cure. A lot of cures people do, but some of them work and some of them don't work. So the Gemara talks about if this is Mutter Shabbos or if it's Asr on Shabbos, and the criteria that the Gemara uses, do we think this actually cures? So from the Gemara, it's clear that if you have a cure that doesn't cure, right? Someone will do cures that don't cure, right? You're the rav, and someone asks you, right? Okay, they want to do some type of I don't know what, kinesiology, okay? I don't know if you know what that is. You don't have to know what that is, okay? But something that it doesn't work. I don't know. I'm not if it's you know or the what's that water called? The Kangen water. Right? So they wanted to, because they do it on Shabbos, they told me it's going to heal every machla I have. Right? So the person, so he thinks it works, apparently. But the Rav, who's asking if he's convinced it doesn't work, so it's mutter, because it doesn't do anything. Right? It's not the Yisr. Maybe he thinks it's going to work, because it'll bring him to Tzchikas HaMonim. It's not going to work. Right? So at least, fine. I don't know if people believe in here. I don't know. I'm not taking sides. Okay, I don't have to get involved in that. Fine.
So this might be a little bit too off topic, but there's like an idea that if somebody gets like injured and they like forgot about it and they start to get sicker from the injury, right? So if someone goes to like therapy to like talk them out of like that like mindset.
Right. Oh, so could that be healing? Could that be healing? So you find a lot of discussion about, psychological things that people take, if that's called healing. But that, anything, I mean, we'll see, also in line with Rashi, is anything that doesn't look like Tikkun Gavra. You know, the same way people take cold, go into water to cool off on Shabbos, right? Actually, they don't today, but at least this Man HaGemara, they would do it on Shabbos, and they also eat normally, so it doesn't look like Tikkun Gavra, right? So anything, we'll talk more about like different sorts of therapies. There's all sorts of things like physical therapy, where you're doing things that are, you know, basically the rule is, if you're doing something that doesn't look like you are doing something, you know, a person has a broken leg, or a leg that was, you know, put a new knee in or something, and their therapy is they have to walk every day for an hour. So people walk, it doesn't look like Tikkun Gavra. They have to do a specific type of exercise that's clear he's doing it to fix his leg, so then we want to talk about Asr. You know, everything sounds mutter just because of the need, but we want to talk about. Yeah, Vasi.
So, does this mean that if someone were Tahor and they could go in the Mikvah, like even without Miracle Mikvah, let's say
that happens? Yeah. There wouldn't be an Isser, right? Even if we didn't hold by that Heter, right as you know the Trum Sadeshan, that there's a Chashash. That maybe today we don't have near Kimaker, right? So Afal Pikin, a Tara person, wouldn't have a problem going to a mikvah. Oh, so this is all one mahalach. The other mahalach is the riff. The riff, I'll say this, not, you know, often it could be Elu ve'elu, but I'm going to present it as different mahalachim. As a chakira, there's definitely two stardom with chakira. But the other one who's quoted here is the riff. The Rif writes on that Gemara, on Gimel, the Rif writes, the reason why we're Choshesh, that Shem Yisluk Samamanim, he says because a person is bowl on his refuah. or he's bahol on his mamon. That refuah is something that where a person is very worried about. You know, a person is very hard for them to be omeid b'nisayon, you know. There's different yetzaharas, but refuah is a big yetzahara because a person is really not feeling well. They could get scared and they could start doing things that they wouldn't normally do. And therefore, when in cases of a person sick, so we're bedafka more machmer. The Rif says we're more machmer in a chenami, a vada. A person can eat his scrambled eggs in the Shabbos morning, doesn't have to worry he's gonna fry an omelet. But over here he's bahal. It's like he's feeling sick and terrible, doesn't know what's happening, he's a frum yid, but he might come to be sochik samamanim, be toch the bahala, be toch like the confusion of worrying about himself. Oh, and the Rif says this, he says that was what the Gemara says about behema. That a behema also, a person gets bahal over his money, a person gets very worried about his animal, he loves his cow, that's how he gets milk every day, his cow's going to die, he's terrified, so he might come to tzrichas samamanim. La halacha, the maskanas ha-Gemara, is that there is no isser of refuah by animals. That the isser is dafka by Adam. So the Rif says, the reason why is because even though a person is bahal over his animal, but he's not bahal, he's not confused or agitated over his animal the way he's agitated on his own health, and therefore the isser is dafka by people. Also, memela lefi the Rif, it's a different take here. Right? I mean, you could talk about that maybe these aren't mutually exclusive reasons. But definitely the feel the Rif, the eager question should be, is there Bahala? What kicks off the Isser is not the Tikkun Gavra, but it's the Bahala, the agitation.
Does that mean that he would be able to take... No, so he still can't take account of the water because of the way it looks? Is that...
So he'll have to say, yeah, so that really is a big kasha, according to the Rif. Right, this way, if you want to say shalom, I don't know there has to be a machlokas here, but if there is a machlokas here, and the Rif really doesn't hold by Rashi, and he holds the Yisoid, it's just straight the Bahala, you'll have to say, I don't even think so good to say, but you'd have to say, is that since it looks like he's just cooling himself off, so he doesn't feel like he's doing anything. He doesn't feel like he's giving into his agitation. When a person is agitated and they're getting involved in refuah, so they'll come to tzrichas samamanim. But a person doing something that doesn't even feel like I'm doing anything, so it's not gonna the bahala isn't gonna lead any further. Okay, so that's the idea. There's really a lot of nafkaminas you could find with this sort of chakira. I'll just mention one, meaning any case of refuah where for some reason there's no bahala could be a nafkamina, right? Let's say it's something that a person's healthy and there's no bahala whatsoever. Right? He's taking a vitamin, he's taking fluoride, he's taking acne medication, right? Things that don't call bahala. Maybe we should say the whole list of food doesn't apply. Okay, so we'll let that stick because we'll get to that. That's a big sugya. I'll just say one nafgamina. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a sefer called Sefer HaChayim on Or Chaim. So here in Simon Shidchav Ches, so he declares, he doesn't say so conclusively, but he says if the whole list is because of bahala, he assumes the whole issue is because of Bahala. He said it could be that any medication that a person takes regularly should not be bechlal issur refuah. Right? Meaning a lot of people are always on medication, right? Different chemical imbalances in the body, and they're always taking things. There's no Bahala. Right? There's no, right? The whole shash seems almost ridiculous. Bahala, I'm going to come to an issur. I've been taking this medication every day since I was six. Right? It's not going to cause Bahala. So that's a svar, he says. Yeah, Avi.
Is it dark every day since you were six?
Okay. Yeah. So within Rav Shlomo Kluger, you could talk about. He's talking about something that was really taken a lot for a long time, but different things. Post-Mum talk about this heter. Do we use this heter? And when would we use the heter? When would Rav Yashiv's a makel here. It's in Kovas Chuvos, Aleph Simon Mem. So he writes that if one misses Shabbos, it'll affect the efficacy of the whole medication. The whole medication won't work. If he misses Shabbos, he could take the medication on Shabbos. Right? Meaning, we'll see this other hetayim for taking medication on Shabbos. If something's needed for an important reason, you know, they're going to take medications, right? Most chronic conditions are important enough that a person can take medication on Shabbos. But saying even if it's not, even if something that's not, it would be mutter on Shabbos.
So yeah. Is that heter only applicable by the standard method of rapport, or is that by, let's say, if there's a method of rapport that involves like seita?
Yeah, no. It's only things that are 100% mutter besides for the Issa Refuah. Okay?
But if the only way to administer that medication is, let's say, to rub it into the hair.
Yeah, we won't give any heter. There'll be no heter then. Then for sure there'll be no heter. The Machmer is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked about this in... it's on the Mar Makomos. Rav Moshe was asked about this and he responds he has no idea where there's any mucker for such a heter. Right, so that's the other tzad. Definitely in Hilchos Refuah, you're not going to find this mentioned as a heter. So it's a chiddush, meaning a refuah being mutter because you do it continually for many days. That's a heter. So the first one mentioning the heter is Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Moshe just says he doesn't even understand the question. He says he just thinks there's no sad heter here b'chlal. It makes no difference if you're taking it your whole life or you're taking it just today. It's still aser. So let me just... you know, even if it's b'hala, you could say low plug. Maybe that's why Rav Moshe would be machmer. But also you could say that perhaps the whole iser of refuah, it revolves around that we don't want to make a heter of refuah for tikkun gavra, we don't want to make a heter. So the mail of this medication, if it's being pulled of tikkun gavra, ain't a chinami, right? It might just be a fluoride pill, right? Maybe it's not a problem b'chlal, but the mice is doing a tikkun, right? And maybe that itself is enough to create an iser. Okay, so let's there's a lot of other nafka minas, you know, that'll come up, but let's, yeah.
Does that include preventative medications?
Okay, we'll talk about it at a different time. Yeah, because a lot of different things here. Right, so that's... okay, so let's just talk about one other very broad issue here, because we don't have so much time, is the din of Kuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Okay, there's a lot we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk very broadly about the heter of Chil Shabbos, L'Shem, Hatzalas Nefashos. A little bit, let's just talk about the Makar, because it's something, it'll lead a little bit to a better understanding of the Pratim. So, the Gemara in Yuma Pehei has a Shaila, where do we know that Pekuach Nefesh, that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Where do we know it from? And the Gemara is interesting, it asks only about Shabbos. It doesn't ask, where do we know that Sakanas Nefashos is matter, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It just asks, where do we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? So the Gemara responds with six different Tanam giving opinions on this. And this whole sugya back and forth with kashas on those Tanam. And the most famous of the drashos is the Shomru B'nai Yisrael's Shabbos, that the B'nai Yisrael have to keep Shabbos, Lassus is a Shabbos, Darosam, which keep a lot of Shabbos. The Chal Shabbos Echad, Kidesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. Chal, one Shabbos to keep a lot of Shabbos. Six different Makoros. The end of the Gemara, though, Rava says, it's Kasha on every Tzad, and Rava says, even though this Drasha of Chal Shabbos Echad, Kidesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, it has a Pircha. It won't, it's not good enough. That itself is not good enough for Makar for Pekuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Rava says, because that only teaches us when it's a Vadai. When it's a Vadai that what your Chil Shabbos will bring about more Kiyam Shabbos. Your Mechal Shabbos, and you know, if I do this, I'm going to save a person from dying. Okay, so I'm Mechal Shabbos, and now this year it will keep more Shabbos. But what about if I don't know? right? Where matter chil Shabbos, even if it's just a suffix, maybe it's going to help a yid, save a life of a yid. So Mela, the Gemara says, Shmuel said a different reason. Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, v'chai behem v'lo sheyamas behem. He says a different makar that a Pasuk says. Parashas referring to the Pasuk is said in Achrei Moses, which is Parashah. These are the mitzvahs a person should do and live by them. Torah has to give you chayin. If Torah gives you misa, or even if it gives you suffix misa, you don't have to keep the mitzvah. Mitzvahs are supposed to give chayim. If the mitzvah might not give chayim, you're parted from the mitzvah. Fine. That's the end of the Gemara. So there's a kasha here. It's important to ask. The Node Behuda, the Tzlach, he wrote the Tzlach. So he asked the kasha. He says, what's going on in this Gemara? What's the whole Gemara is a Pella. He said, we just had six Tanam. And the Amoraim are talking if they have kashas, don't have kashas. But then we end up saying Shmuel has a drasha, v'chai behem. And out does all the Tanam. So what's the pshat? Shmuel's an Amora. How's he giving this drasha and out did all the Tanam? And what did the Tanam answer? The Tanam must have had what to answer. There's no question. It's the Feirish, the Mishnayis, that even a Suffolk, even a Sfeik of Chil of Atalas the Fashos is Docha Shabbos. So what do they answer? The other Pella is that there's really a Feirish of Gemara. There's a Brice in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet that says that all mitzvos are mutter for Sakaras the Fashos, Shememar v'chai behem. So what exactly is going on in this whole Gemara? Really Sarach Ian. So I'll just mention that Slach just says a very interesting thought here. He just says that Avada, the Gemara was only asking, the Gemara knows v'chai behem. There's no question about that. The Gemara's Shaila was about Shabbos. That perhaps Shabbos, we're more machmer on Shabbos. Perhaps Shabbos is Yahar Val Yavar. Perhaps Shabbos, we don't do Refuah. The, why on earth would that be? So Tzlach points out that Shabbos is in some way different than all the other mitzvahs. Right? I just think we just had a Seder. We said, if you gave us the month, but you didn't give us Shabbos. Shabbos is given before the Torah. It was given right together with the Mun in Mara. It was given the mitzvah of Shabbos. And Shabbos is in some way more Yisoidistic. Right? Someone who's Bechal Shabbos for Hesia. Right? He's considered a Mumr L'Kol Torah Kula. Shabbos has an extreme Chumra to it. It's interesting. You know, if you look at Megillas Antiochus, it's a little more safe from Maccabim and Josephus. They write that Beis Chashmonah was sort of Mechadish, at least at that time period, that Shabbos, that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. It says you can see Josephus tells this whole story over. He says it from Greek sources that the Jews refused to fight back on Shabbos. And that's how the Yavanim were able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Very strange. Okay, don't ask too many questions because I don't have answers. It's very strange. I understand it's very, very strange. But that's what it says there. The Chashmonah says that no, there's a heter to fight on Shabbos. Right? It's kasha. How they know how they forgot that din or what? I don't know. Don't know the answer to that. But that's what it says. So the chayra hashkafically you can hear the havamina, but the havamina, you know, also the Shabbos. You know, the whole yisoid of Shabbos is that Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ata, we say in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Ata Marom La'olam Hashem. Hashem takes care of the whole world. He doesn't need our shtadlis. We have Shabbos, the holy name of B'tach, and Hashem takes care of everything. Okay, so don't do refuah on Shabbos. Don't do refuah even for a second as the fashos. So that was the sugya. That's what the whole sugya is about. Now it's interesting, let's see that. What do we do with Shmuel? What's Shmuel's chiddush? So I'll tell you what I thought. This is a chiddush, okay? It's an interesting pasuk. I saw this pasuk and I thought perhaps this could like explain the whole sugi here. Okay, the words. Okay, if anyone here is a real bucky in Tanakh, you might know the answer to this question. That pasuk it says Kol haMitzvos Asher Yaseh HaAdam V'Chai Behem is mentioned twice in Tanakh. Okay. Once in Achrimus. Okay. This is take the keys. Yecheskel Perkchav. I'll just read you a pasuk. Tell the pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. It's giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Lo Shamol Kol HaMitzos Asher Yaseh Osa osam ha'adam v'chai behem, v'gamas shav sosei chilalu. Okay, pasuk in Yecheskel, perek chaf. It says they didn't keep all the mitzvahs that a person should do v'chai behem, and they also were mechal on my Shabbos. So I don't want to be a tana here. You know, discovering a pasuk and saying drashas that no one ever said before. But I can hear the whole back and forth in the Gemara in this pasuk. Is that there's a tzad to say that chil Shabbos is not part of one of the mitzvahs that sheyasa osaha adam v'chai behem. It says, you didn't do the mitzvahs that a person should do in v'chai behem, and you were mechal Shabbos. Even that you're mechal. Perhaps, Shmuel was mechadish that v'chai behem is also going on Shabbos. That v'chai behem, and right after v'chai behem, it talks about Shabbos, so mitin hekish, v'chai behem is also going on Shabbos. And perhaps Shmuel is being mechadish, v'chai behem is even by Shabbos. Zafshon. Okay? Food for thought. Okay, in any case, that's the Yisoid, the Zin of Chai Behem, which is extremely important to us, because it teaches us this Yisoid, that even a suffix, even a fake sveika of Chil Shabbos is a heter. Bir Halacha, just mentioned, is pointed out, even if a baby, the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that even if there's a baby who's been injured in a way that he can't possibly live, but if you have something you do through Chil Shabbos to give that baby an hour more of life, you're Mechal Shabbos. Right? Why? Because V'chai Behem. Right? Ein Achinami, als B'Mechal Shabbos, K'deita, Sheyishma Shabbos is Harbe, so M'Mela, that's not going to make a heter. But V'chai Behem is the mitzvahs of a Torah, and even Shabbos have to give Chaim. Now, just one other point here, which is that the Gemara does have this drasha, and you've probably heard it quoted a lot, about being mechal one Shabbos k'day sheyishmer Shabbos harba. So it's interesting that we find in Rishonim and Achronim that this is also needed legabe the heter of pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. Even though we have a chai behem, Shmuel's drasha is such a beautiful drasha, it's such a big matter, it's even matter of sveik sveika, it's matter chil Shabbos. But there's what to be added by this other drasha, the drasha of Chal Shabbos Echad. So one place this is mentioned in the Ramban. The Ramban quotes a Bahag that talks about a din in Yuma. There's a Mishnah in Yuma that says that if a woman who's pregnant smells something and her face turns colors, okay? I also don't know, you know, like we imagine the Gemara says things, we imagine like extremely dramatic things. You know, the Gemara knew what it was talking about. But a woman smells something and she's pregnant, she feels, I must have that. You know, women who are pregnant somehow have these tremendous cravings and they don't know what to do with themselves, you know? I don't know, there's pickles, but it's also sometimes turpentine, all sorts of things. So the Gemara says that happens, so you allow her to eat on Yom Kippur. So the question is, why do you allow her to eat on Yom Kippur? So the Bahag says, because we're afraid she's going to go into premature labor, and which happens, by the way, right? So, and she'll lose the baby. She'll lose the pregnancy. So says the Ramban, I don't understand. We know there's halacha that a baby before it's born doesn't have a din of a living being, right? Bekuach nefesh is only for a baby once they're born, right? Legabe klal Yisrael, someone kills an uber, right? If someone they've done something terrible if they do an abortion, but it's not chayv misa because it's not really considered a full nefesh yet. So Mela, he says, now this is, Ramban says this, he says, therefore he thinks the baby until it's born, there's no din of a chai behem. So says the Ramban, ein achinami, there's no v'chai behem, right? That's not pashut, but the Ramban says that a baby before it's born, there's no din of a chai behem on the baby. He says, but there's still a din of v'chal one Shabbos in order that this baby should grow up and keep many Shabbos. So that's a head to the Ramban. The Ramban says based on that Rasha. It's interesting, the Karban Asanal in Yuma on the Rosh Seminu Gimel. So he says, the Fila Ramban, who had din if a baby's not even 40 days old yet? Right? You know, in Halacha, there's a din that before an embryo is 40 days old, it doesn't have a din at all of a life. Right? You know, no gail, agabi, abortion, or many different halachos. Less than 40 days, the Gemara says it's considered maya ba'alma, it's like water. But the Karban Asanal said, you'll still be Mechal Shabbos. Even if the baby's still that age, you'll still be Mechal Shabbos because it should be Ezra Hashem grow up to be a baby. So that's an important heter. Other heterim spoken about, you know, Shin Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says a heter, of saving a person from going off the derech. It talks about a child who's been kidnapped. And if the child's going to be safe, no one's going to kill the child, but the child is going to be converted to Christianity. So could you be Michal Shabbos to save that child? So Shulchan Aruch says yes. Yeah, this is Shin Vav Sif Yudal. Shulchan Aruch says yes. So that's why, because of the same Hetel, the Maisa, you're being Michal one Shabbos to save many Shabbosim. But there is one Nakuda here, which we'll end with this, one Lamdash Nakuda here, that comes out of this, is that din of the Michal Shabbos, in order to keep many Shabbosim, Rava says in the Gemara, that's only if it's a Vadai. You can only be Michal Shabbos if the Vada'us, or something close to Vada'us, Michal one Shabbos, if it looks like it makes sense, you'll be Michal Shabbos, and this kid will keep a lot of Shabbosim. But what if you really have no idea? What if there's a baby, a fetus? Let's take a fetus less than 40 days, to make it even clearer. The pregnancy might end, and there's something you could do, Michal Shabbos, but likely it won't make a difference either way. It'll incrementally help the baby. So could you be Michal Shabbos? So it's interesting that there are some that say no. The Shul is saying no, based on this din, that perhaps when there's no real life here, what we're talking about isn't life, you know, or the case of the child who's been kidnapped. It's not a question of actual, we consider life or death, so perhaps we should insist on vados. So I'll just tell you who points this out. A number of chachamim say this. I first saw it in Rav Yaakov, in Emes Yaakov, it's on the Mar Makomos. But he says this, and he brings this from a Taisvis in Yivamas Kuf Yudalad. This is a Taisvis that seems to say this. There's a Taisvis there. Sorry. Okay, you can see in the Mar Makomos. Tosus Bamatsia Kuf Yudalad. Taisvis says, okay, it's a little shtickle Torah here, but it's talking about Eliyahu Anavi, you know, was Mechayim Mason. Okay, that much Tanakh, you know, if you don't know Yecheskel, that much Tanakh, hopefully you'll know. Eliyahu, there's a child who is dead, and Eliyahu went on top of the baby, and he breathed on the baby, and the baby came back to life. Kasha. What's the Kasha? Taisa's Kasha is that Eliyahu is a Kohen. There's a Gemara that says Eliyahu is a Kohen, and Machlok is about that, but there's an opinion that Eliyahu is a Kohen. And a Kohen is not allowed to become tummy to a mace. So how is he allowed to become tummy to this mace? So Lasha Taisa says, he's allowed to become tummy to the Meshayah. He says, it was borrowed to him, that the baby would come back to life. So says Rav Yaakov, if he wasn't sure that this was going to work, right? He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to Mechayim Mason, it would have been Aser, because it's an Isser Tumas Kohanim. So others mentioned this, and the Tziv has a truth about this, in Emek Shela, Sim Kuf Samach Zayin. About a baby who unborn baby, could you save the baby with a Maisa Chil Shabbos if you really don't know this is going to help? I saw Rav Moshe Sturbach has a tshuva, a whole story, Tshuvas Van Hagos Chelk Beisim Kopei Gimel. There's a whole story there that a case of divorce, and the mother kidnapped the children, and the mother was going off to Derech. And the father wanted to take a plane trip to save his kids, to try to get them back from being kidnapped, or to do something legally to get them back. So he says he was Matur Chil Shabbos for this purpose. He says, but dafka, because it looks very clear that it's going to save the kids.
That's hard to say.
The emes is I'm quoting this mostly for the lumbas. I'll tell you, halacha lemaisa, I don't know if I would actually say this, because, you know, it's achrona shetaira. It's a chrein shetaira, but it's there's a big chiddush here, right? There's a big chiddush because lemaisa we know pashut halacha before the achronim came. There's a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos l'tzorach ha'obor. There's a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to save a kid from going off the derech. So there are beferish things. So. Yish lachshol, I'll say, but the slum, this is that would create this sort of achama.
Okay.
All right. So maybe after this, I want to, because then we'll have to leave.
Because maybe,
even if he doesn't,
even if he will keep
it
all the
tikkun.
I
guess
we'll
see.
To help that, if they're able to save a child,
a baby who
doesn't keep Shabbos
yet,
in order to make
sure she keeps Shabbos,
that would.